Well, I'm downtown Accra. I've been driving around since morning. It's a little bit calm compared to what it was yesterday. Yesterday, it was full of fanfare, jubilation. Every candidate, the major candidates, had their rallies here in Accra. But today, it's a little bit quiet. So people are going on about their daily day-to-day business.
Going about their daily day-to-day business, how is the security situation there a day before the election?
Ghana is one of those countries where that security is not a big deal. We've had transition after transition. We've had very smooth and peaceful elections in Ghana for the last cycles of elections that have happened. No major incidents have happened. I don't see anything as of today. I've not seen anything to suggest that there's going to be a security threat or anything of that nature.
And Paul, 18.8 million Ghanaians registered to vote will be able to take part in the country's ninth general election tomorrow. Who are the front runners for the presidency in Saturday's election?
Well, there are a couple of front runners. There are over five candidates running for president, but at least two major candidates: Vice President Muhammadu Bawumia and former President John Dramani Mahama. Those are the two front or two major candidates who are running. But it's increasingly looking like those two candidates, that the election is going to be between those two candidates.
It's interesting about Muhammadu Bawumia, who could make history as the country's first Muslim president as well.
Interesting. It's interesting that you say that. I was speaking to a couple Muslim voters here, and they're excited about that possibility. They're saying for the first time, one of their own could become the president of Ghana. Ghana is traditionally a very Christian country. You have a lot of Catholics, you have a lot of Protestants and other denominations. And of course, Muslims also play a significant role. But never in their history have they had a Muslim president. So if the current vice president, Muhammadu, wins this election, definitely that's going to be a game changer for Ghana. And it might be also a great thing for the region, because Ghana is surrounded by countries that have significant numbers of Muslims in those countries.
And lastly, Paul, the big issues, the economic questions, and basically unemployment among young people, exodus of Ghanaians looking for better opportunities. So that will factor in tomorrow in the election, right?
Absolutely. There is no question about it. Unemployment is on the minds of a lot of younger people. Education, free education for secondary school, primary schools, is on the minds of a lot of young first-time voters. Then you talk about the big picture, the economy. The economy is not that great. Ghana has had to restructure its debt a couple of times. When you walk on the street, the cost of food, the cost of everyday things is a little bit high as compared to what an average Ghanaian brings in every month or every week. So you have that as a contrast to what's been happening around. When you talk to people, I just talked to an expert who told me that, for example, this is all a result of COVID. The entire world experienced that, and Ghana has never fully recovered from that time when they had COVID-19. So a lot of young people are toying between that. Those are some of the driving factors that are driving this election: the economy, free education, and then how these candidates appeal to each one of the voters.